Hi, Bio420. This is your host, Adeline, and I will be sharing about my reflection on indigenous fishery and issues in ocean conservation for this podcast. So what you just heard, the music, is by a group called A Tribe Called Red. They're a music group that combines modern music with First Nations music. For example, hip-hop or electronic music with First Nations music. I think they're really good group, first of all, and it's a really good method to get, you know, the younger generation or the public to know more about First Nations music and appreciate it. So back to the topic of this week's lecture, they have been very informative on a topic that's very important. We had guest lecturer Andrea Reed, who explained her research on fishery and management, as well as introducing us to the two-eyed seeing indigenous framework. We then had guest lecturer Megan Bailey, who gave us information about the legislation process of indigenous right to fish, and also her first-hand experience talking with the indigenous communities. Afterwards, we further explored the history of indigenous fishers in British Columbia through visiting the Gulf of Georgia Cannery National Historic Site. So if you keep listening, I would walk through these three very valuable lessons with you today. First, let's talk about Dr. Andrea Reeds, who shared with us an indigenous framework, two-eyed seeing. To recap this framework, it is basically seeing things through multiple perspectives, allowing things to exist in many forms. It's a gift from the indigenous communities to be inclusive and accepting. I like something that is said in the TED Talk that we watched. It's not either or. It is both at the same time. Language is used as a perfect example in this and has a great power. As someone who knows multiple language, I can confirm that translation cannot recap the essence and spirit of the culture. There are many things that will not make sense once taken out of the original culture. To think that Indigenous people and their children had this right stripped away from them through residential school and not being allowed to use their language, it must have been painful for their identity. Now I better understand those signs at UBC that are spelled backward. That are written backward, actually, is reminding us what Indigenous went through when European settlers came in, took over the land, took over their resources, and then banned their culture. Therefore, I think this lesson is really important, and it helped me understand Indigenous perspective a little bit more. Dr. Reed applied this framework to fishery research and management in her paper. She evaluated fisheries both through the Indigenous lenses and Western scientific ways that we're more used to. It is more inclusive and validating. That's what she found for the Indigenous communities, when their ideologies are considered and also contributed to the final decision-making. This framework values collective action and collaborative learning of different groups, and I like that it focuses on process much more than outcome solely. I think in my experience with Western perspectives, many of them values the end product. They want something to come out of a certain action, and sometimes the process and the learning during the completion of such work is ignored. Since we're moving to a more globalized world now, I think it's important to adopt this framework to be accepting to others' values, ideologies, to see through people's lens, and to make a even more accommodating final decisions. Therefore, I'm really optimistic in the future of two-eyed seeing framework. I think it can be applied to future studies, work, or just daily life. Then Dr. Bailey's lecture touched on the personal level as she presented us some conversation between herself and Indigenous communities. It was very, I think powerful to see what the Indigenous people are going through a first-person lens. They're telling us stories of their life, and it just brings us closer, and seeing them struggle and seeing the power of like-minded people also just made a really big impact on me when I listened to this lecture. As people stand up for their right, as people voice their opinions, And as people try to educate the public, I think that's just something very powerful. And I didn't know that the Constitution recognized Indigenous rights officially in the 1980s. That probably shows that the public is also not very aware of it, such as the commercial fishers who stop people from Indigenous people from fishing when it was not commercial season. I think there's still a lot of work needs to be done for the public to also recognize the Indigenous rights to fishing, as it is, you know, approved by Constitution and it's approved by Supreme Court, and it's just a given right that shouldn't change with shifting political power. And yesterday's field trip, I also learned very much about the history of Indigenous fishers. When I was watching the video, the Indigenous people provided Europeans with what they had at first, because Europeans didn't have a lot when they first started. They were sharing the fish caught, and then they were teaching them their techniques. And Indigenous communities have been very welcoming and generous with them. Salmon has been a very important part of Indigenous culture, but when the Europeans came and they only saw them as an endless resource and ended up over-exploiting such resource. I wanted to share with you a method that really caught my attention, which is the herring roll fishing method that's actually sustainable through Indigenous communities' ways. Other fishers would catch both male and female herrings for their eggs, even though male doesn't produce eggs, they're caught as a byproduct, and they ended up dying, and the egg sac is removed from their belly as a whole. Indigenous ways doesn't get to remove the roll as a whole like the egg sac. However, they are more sustainable as they let the female fish lay their eggs on kelp and then take that kelp instead, and then release, and the female can go back to reproducing, and some of those eggs can actually be hatched into herrings. I think that just shows, again, two-eyed seeing, both perspectives exist at the same time. If we look at them, there's benefits and disadvantages to both, and I think that's just a great learning process. Yeah, that's the end of my podcast. This lesson, this course, BioFortran, has really taught me so much about topics that I was ignorant about, and I'm very thankful for that. This is also my first podcast, so I'm a little over time and nervous, but thanks for listening. And if you want more information, pay attention to the Twitter hashtag, OceanConserveUBC.